Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 20th of April, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Goodness sakes. We're both going to like need naps after this because today we had the Apple event called Spring Loaded, and I'm a little tired, admittedly. Like, I was out because I wasn't feeling well, and
it was loaded,
and I'm going to be exhausted just recapping it. It was exhausting to watch. It was so much stuff. So
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So we kicked it off with, hey, you can add more people to your Apple Card now. So it's now Apple Card family.
Well, actually, I'm gonna mansplain it.
I knew you were gonna do that.
People, because you could always add people, but only one person counted towards the credit activity.
Okay.
So what they're fixing there is the problem where spouses and domestic partners weren't getting, like, they were both on an Apple Card, but mm-hmm. they weren't both benefiting from the credit history.
Okay.
So this is something that Apple is actually, I mean, they would have had to have worked with the credit reporting agencies to change how that works, it seems to me.
So it says on the press release, it says Apple Card Family allows two people to co-own an Apple Card and share and merge their credit lines while building credit together equally. So Apple Card
Which
Family
was not possible before.
Right. Also enables parents to share Apple Card with their children, offering optional spending limits and controls to help teach smart and safe financial habits. So, wow. In that case, because that's pretty big to make it so that two people are equal and not like a lot of credit cards where, like, I have the credit card and the other person on the card, I have also bestowed a card upon, but they don't really have any impact on it.
Correct. Yeah, it's
that's the difference.
It's an interesting thing, and it's probably a more significant than may otherwise initially appear step forward in terms of more equality.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it. This is a much bigger deal than the casual mention at the top sort of would illustrate, I guess. It's definitely a thing that's going to get overshadowed, and we are going to have to come back to it as we find out more about it, as it becomes something that rolls out to lots of people. We can definitely do that. So we will absolutely talk about that more, but like I said, we have so much more stuff to get to.
By the way, I have gardeners outside, so I apologize for any noise that leaks through.
Okay. After that, the podcasts app has been completely redesigned. Okay. Brian's going to have to mute for a minute, so I'll talk to everybody about the podcasts app. We haven't seen a deep dive into this. They really basically just said that a new version of the app is coming. And this came hot on the heels of what we got from after the shared Apple Card. So we've seen images of the app, and you will basically no longer subscribe to a podcast. You will follow it. We've talked about that before. And some of this comes from allowing they're talking about Apple Podcast subscriptions. And I think what this means is that we're going to end up with paid options where sort of like you can do now, where you can subscribe and be a paid subscriber to a podcast. And I think they're just making it so that mechanism can be handled through the podcasts app. And I'm hoping that if that is in fact the case, that Brian will be able to come back and tell me that's the case once the leaf blower leaves his living room. We'll see how long that takes. But
yeah, they're doing circles right outside my window now. They're just okay.
Well, it's slightly less loud now.
The biggest thing that they announced, I mean, it seems like there's a completely new interface and maybe even some better discovery stuff.
Yeah.
But subscription, the addition of paid subscriptions for podcasts, which Apple was billing as the opportunity to get additional content.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be the biggest thing they announced.
Yeah. There's definitely some interesting things there that we're going to see. And I don't know when we're going to see it. I don't know if the new podcasts app comes with 14.5, which we still have no mention of. Which I thought was like,
it does seem like it would be a part of 14.5.
Yeah, which was a thing that we were sort of hoping, like maybe this is finally when we're going to get, but no. So just about the time they said, oh, and by the way, additional content, then all of a sudden it was, let's go to the next person who's going to tell you about AirTags and the Find My network and how you can use all of those things and the privacy that's baked into that, which I thought was a very nice touch when they were talking about using the Find My network to get a hold of all these things. AirTags look super cute. They're these little round, small round sort of pucks. They are very nifty. They look very, very affordably priced. I think, Brian, was it $29 each and then $4 for $99?
$29 for a single one. They're essentially packaged like a sort of key ring. I'm not really sure how easy it's going to be to just use the puck somehow.
Yeah.
But it comes in like basically it looked like a leather holder that has a key ring attached to it. So, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be easy to like, put, you know, attach it to, affix it to any kind of ring or, you know, hook or something like that on whatever it is that you're wanting to find.
There's a key ring attachment, like it's, you know, a little leather key fob, like a little car alarm sort of thing, with a regular metal key ring to it, that comes in like leather and polyurethane loops, I think. There's another one that looks sort of like a luggage tag with a little longer loop on it. They, like I said, they look really nifty. As usual, when it comes to accessorizing something from Apple that they want you to wear, there's an Hermes version for loads more money. If you just want to show off how much money you have to spend on a leather strap, just like the Apple Watch, you can do that. Another thing about these is that you can customize them. You can get them with engraving, which is free. You can get emojis on them and stuff. Most of what they talked about is things that are going to be available end of next week, which is April 30th. I think almost everything except the iPad, right, Brian, is either available or available to order at the end of the month.
I believe certainly available to order. I know the iPad ships at the end of May. I don't remember what the Apple TV 4K, the new, which we haven't gotten to yet.
Yeah. The other desperately important announcement that we have in here that we need to make sure that we talk about is the new color of iPhone that is going to be available. I have decided this is the Prince phone. It is purple. It looks really nice. And I would very much like to have a pretty purple phone. I think it's a beautiful color. The 12 and the 12 mini will be purple. It looks great. And I don't remember when that is out either.
Apple TV, by the way, 4K is also available to order 4:30 and is available the second half of May. I didn't catch the
availability
date on the iPhone either. I also don't recall, other than Product Red, having a new color added to iPhone mid-cycle ever.
But here's some news. I went to look at the press release to see when the purple was actually going to be available. Mm-hmm. And let's see. And before I even got there, it says iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 mini in purple ship with iOS 14.5. So,
and that's available. Pre-orders start on 4/23, which is Friday.
Yes.
And ships on 4/30.
Okay. So that one's available a little bit sooner. So that gives us a harder deadline on 14.5, maybe?
Yeah, it seems like 14.5. Well, Apple has done a thing before where they put a version of a new operating system on a shipping device before the new operating system was otherwise available.
Right. But
I would guess that we would see this probably shortly before 4:30.
Yeah. Once it's shipping, it's imminent for the others who did not buy a new phone, basically. So, like, I don't know what day it's going to actually ship, but we can probably see it from here. So, so it's still imminent. We also got Ted Lasso season 2 trailer right in the middle of the episode, right in the middle of the event. Very exciting. As I said, during the live blog, it seems very much like, the same flavor as season 1. They didn't change a bunch of stuff. So I'm very excited.
It seems a little bigger to me.
Well, everybody, like
think we're going to get more live games.
Yeah. But I do think all the characters felt sort of the same as they did at the end of the season. You always worry about a bunch of retooling for a second season, especially if the first season was successful. So I'm glad they leaned into it. Feels like they just leaned into what they were already doing. And I'm excited.
I have a guess. My guess is that Apple decided that this show was like the hit and gave the show more money. I could be wrong about giving it more money.
Well, I think,
like, because it may already have been covered by contract one way or another, but it feels a little bit bigger to me.
Well, what I can say is, I think we all knew it was, like, everybody who saw it loved it and knew that it was wonderful. And Apple figured out that they had something special on their hands, and maybe it became a bigger deal at that point. Let's hope. The way to watch that is with something you already mentioned, Brian, which is the Apple TV 4K, which is also coming. It's coming with a new remote, which is a study in everything old is new again. The new remote has a side button that you can use for Siri, which will feel familiar to most people. And what will also feel familiar to most people is the click wheel navigation that comes on the top now. It's not the weird slab of glass situation that you have with the current iteration of the remote. It's also a silver remote with black buttons. There's a distinct mute button, a play pause button, a back arrow, and volume. I'm not sure what the screen button is supposed to do on the device, but it also has a power button. And they said that the power button will be able to control your television power.
The screen button is probably for exiting apps and
home.
Double clicking it. Okay. Yes, the home. It's the same home button as I'm sure it was.
And okay. What my current remote has is like a menu button. So this is probably the menu button.
So the touchpad does have a ring around it that's designed to scrub through shows.
I saw that, which looks cool.
Which I'm like, I hate the current remote, and so I'm a willfully optimistic person by nature. And so I am at this point looking really forward to seeing this new remote. The device, by the way, is still going to be called the Apple TV 4K, just like it was, which come on, guys, give it a new name. But it actually has new features, including the A12 Bionic processor in it, which is a lot of processing power for an Apple TV. That's a lot of processing power for an Apple TV.
Well, and you need it if everything you get from Apple as part of Apple TV Plus is 4K. So that was one of the things they talked about, was being able to have high quality and streaming things that you record in Dolby Vision and such on your iPhone, and being able to AirPlay those and have those render faithfully on your TV was also nice. And
you can also calibrate your TV screen. So it seems to me that what they're doing with that is you would use your iPhone to calibrate the color. And so you're not changing the TV internals. What you're changing, I believe, is going to be the nature of the information being sent from Apple TV to your TV to make that TV's display accurate in terms of color.
Okay.
That's pretty darn cool.
Okay. I was thinking it was actually, that was exactly what was going to happen, is that it would make adjustments to the color profile in the television. Like if you go to settings, color.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
There's no way they could do that, especially not with every phone out there. But what the one thing they can do is change the information, the data that's being sent to the TV.
Right. So they're sending a profile to the Apple TV to calibrate. See, what I was hoping was that this was going to be Apple's first swipe at getting everybody to turn off motion smoothing.
oh, yeah. Preach on, sister.
I would like that to be the case, but yeah.
It'll also, it drives me nuts. Okay, sorry. So it will be supporting high frame rate HDR too. And that is apparently something that's coming. Mm-hmm. Like there's content that is going to be coming from providers that is in high frame rate HDR. So we will see where and how that actually becomes a thing. But I love seeing any kind of update to Apple TV.
I do too.
We had been discussing internally, I can't remember if it made it onto the show, but we had been discussing internally whether or not Apple TV hardware would just be abandoned by Apple. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they would just sort of move everything to an Apple TV app in smart TVs.
Yeah.
I said no, and huzzah, because I was right, but I like seeing some updates to this hardware. Yeah.
I still wish it were a stick. I wish they were offering a $49 stick to compete with others, but you know, I can't win them all, apparently. So
yeah, how do you how do you stick the A12 processor
in? Well, you stick? Don't. That's, I mean, you also don't stick it in a $49 device. So, you know, that's what I was sort of hoping. Anyway, I wanted it. I wish it would happen, because the thing they were doing with the woman who gave the presentation on that was disingenuous, because she's standing in the model home and there are no cords anywhere around the Apple TV. And you need at least a power cord, and you need at least an HDMI cable, and both of those have to go somewhere.
Catch that. Yeah.
Because that's what I was hoping was like, oh, is it because there's going to be a stick? Is she going to like pivot the TV and go, and here's the new Apple TV fork? Like, I was really hoping. I was hoping it so hard, obviously. And it wasn't what happened. So I was a little disappointed just in that respect, because I wanted it. Okay, before we continue, I just want to get in a word from our sponsor. Our sponsor this week is Upstart. If you dread looking at your credit card statement every month, we don't blame you. There's no judgment here. Upstart can help you lift that weight off your shoulders. It's a fast, easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, and it's all online. Whether you're paying off your credit cards, consolidating debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart for a fixed monthly payment. They look at more than just your credit score, so they can offer smarter rates with their trusted partners. It's a 5-minute online rate check. You can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000, and you can even get the money as soon as one business day after accepting. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payment today when you go to upstart.com/TDO. That's upstart.com/TDO. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know I sent you. Loan amounts are determined based on credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/TDO to find out more. We'd like to thank Upstart for sponsoring the show today. And that's not even it. Like, that's not even half the event at this point, because then Tim Cook comes out and says, oh, by the way, new iMac, ba-bam. It's a 21-inch screen, or no, it's 24-inch screen.
Replaces the 21-inch screen.
The because of what they've done with the bezels, it's only a tiny bit bigger than the 21-inch iMac, which is where I was headed with that. It's got very much the iPad Pro in the floating keyboard profile from the side.
It very much does. It looks like a giant iPad.
They're buddies. Pro. Like, they had a picture of the two of them together, and it's very much that. It comes in a bunch of colors as well.
Yeah, the entry level one comes in 4 colors, and then mm-hmm. the other 2 configurations come in 7 colors.
Yeah. And I didn't,
space gray is not one of them.
I didn't catch the breakdown of the colors, like which ones were which color.
Blue, green, pink, silver, yellow, and these are the official names, orange and purple. The same purple, of course, that was added to iPhone. And they start off with an anemic 256 gigs of storage, like it's a freaking iPad.
Yeah.
And that's a little shameful in my opinion, but you know, whatever. It's otherwise, but it has the M1 processor. So that's the point. That's the real point. It's got a new form factor. It's got new colors, and it's got the M1 processor. This appears to be the same M1 processor that is in the first generation M1 Macs that were introduced. Mm-hmm. And then they also added Thunderbolt ports.
Two Thunderbolt and two USB-C, right?
Two Thunderbolt USB 4 ports to USB 3 ports.
Yeah. So here, I found it at the bottom of the press release. So the iMac with 7-core GPU is $1,299, and that comes in green, pink, blue, and silver. And then the 8-core is $1,499, and you can get that in all the colors. Both of those start at 256 storage. So if you need more than that, obviously adjust accordingly. It will be available to order Friday, April 30th. And it'll be available in store and through resellers in the second half of May. I think most of the stuff that we saw today is going to come the second half. Like shipping is second half of May.
Here's one of the things they don't tell us, though, is what memory options. And I'm assuming those memory options will be the same 8 and 16 gig options that are available in the other M1 devices, which means that I will personally be waiting for something else.
Yeah. I figured you would be waiting because of the display size, because I thought you would just want more screen.
We did not get the 27 inch, although now I'm like super hopeful that it's going to be replaced with like a 29 inch or something.
Yeah.
Something bigger, right?
I think it'll be an M2 by the time they get to that size.
Or you know, M1 the big one. .x.
Yeah.
M1 dot question mark. I hate calling it M1 dot. I hate calling it M1X because while I mean that to mean to be a stand-in for whatever they're going to call it, mm-hmm. Apple is too often used in X and what they're doing, so it can kind of gets confusing. True. But an M1 dot question mark with maybe a larger screen and hopefully more memory options. Mm-hmm. But we did not get that yet. I will personally be waiting for that 100%. And also the 24 inch is going to come with the 4.5K display. It's a significant step up for the entry level display. It's a significant step up.
Mm-hmm.
In the resolution.
Yeah. We also had the Touch ID comes to the external keyboard. So now there's a wireless Touch ID situation.
Without a touch bar.
This makes me excited that maybe they will offer that as an external option. I have been running with my laptop open because I use the Touch ID all the time and I would like to close my machine. So I really want that to come to other devices. Maybe that's something that'll come in whatever's after Big Sur, so that maybe this fall that's a thing that I can do. I'm hopeful. I don't think we're going to get it.
We don't really have time, but we should have a moment of silence for Touch Bar.
There it is. Okay. obviously, it's a very lamented feature, right? Right. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about the new iPad.
This 24-inch iMac is a significant upgrade.
It's in all the ways. Besides the color.
So we'll get that out there.
Yeah. The shape is different. The base is different. The power cord is different. The power cord goes down to a block that has an Ethernet port built into it, so you don't have to have another cable going up to your desk.
I love that.
That's a small, smart thing, I think. Like, if you need Ethernet, now you don't have to have two things hanging out the back of your machine.
Yeah, neat. It's one less cable on your desk. I love that.
Yeah. Also, the new camera.
Oh, yeah. They brought the camera up to date with 2018. 1080p camera on the front.
Okay, I have to point out, I got a number of text messages because Charlotte and I have been on here and gone, oh, look, another 720p FaceTime camera about, ooh, 1080p.
Why is it 4K? Why not go ahead and make the leap up to 4K? I've had this Logitech 4K camera sitting on my iMac for a couple of years now.
For a while.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, why can't Apple put a fork and they're like talking, and then they put all this processing stuff into the camera on this new iMac, and yet it's still a 1080p camera. Make it 4K.
I'm at least
three microphones. They did the three microphones, but it's a 1080p camera.
I'm not excusing it, but I am saying, like, at least there was some thought put into it, because, like you said, some of the computational photography stuff from iPhone has come to the iMac. So at least they're doing something so that it's a little better in low light, all of this. But, you know, for them to start out with, like, you know, people really need, you know, a good camera on their computer, and then to give us 1080p. Yes, it's the best ever in a Mac, but it's because you shipped me an M1 machine with 2025 technology in it and a 720 camera. I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, 2014 technology in the camera. So now, but that's cool. Now we've upgraded the camera to 2018 technology.
Yeah, now and if we could
the computational
only...
computational stuff...
Like, I hope the computational stuff is the bigger boost here. Like, I really hope, because I really want for that to be the case. I really want it to be better for, I want people who are using the built-in tools from Apple to have reasonable tools. And I felt like that 720 camera was unreasonable, which is why I complain about it all the time. So I'm glad it's better. And while we're talking about Apple putting new stuff in stuff, Apple put out the weirdest video I've seen in a long, long time to show us that they took the M1 and dropped it in the iPad Pro.
Wait, hold on. You think that video was that much weirder than the guy diving into his couch looking for the AirTag?
Yeah, because that looked like an AirPods commercial. Those have been kind of odd and surreal before.
That was super surreal. It was so weird and cool. Watching
a dude who looks like he lives in Portland break into Apple and then peel off his head and be Tim Cook was weird. It was weird.
Yeah, it was a Mission Impossible moment.
But it was weird.
I mean, but it was building on an existing, you know, a decades old.
It was
trope.
Building on the message. It was building on the one from last time with the mini that was in the case while they played the James Bond music. I know.
Yeah.
So we got a new iPad Pro and it has an M1. And at least one of them is going to have a loving home right here in Portland, because I'm getting one.
Yeah, I will get one too. I don't need
when
it.
I can.
But
I do.
I'm going to get one.
My iPad Pro is older.
I have the current generation iPad Pro and then the previous generation here. If anyone's looking for one,
I was going to say, Brian will make you a deal.
I will make you a deal. Yes.
Yeah.
These things look amazing. They look. I mean, we do not have time to go into all of the stuff that's going into this iPad, but it is. It is so much the Mac and iPad combo now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, with everything except for Mac OS, because it's still going to be running iPad OS. And apparently we don't know that. I mean, it could run Mac OS.
Of course
it could run Mac OS.
I'm starting a timer on when that's going to become something that somebody has done and posted on Reddit or whatever TMO.
Apple's Pro Display XDR.
Mm-hmm.
It supports Apple's 6K reference monitor.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The $5,000 monitor with the $1,000 stand. This is the monitor we're talking about, everybody.
Yeah, it supports that.
You can plug an iPad Pro into that now.
That is crazy cool. I mean, this thing is fast. The 12.9 inch has got its own version of the Pro Display XDR display or the technology that goes into the Pro Display.
It's a bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot LED. I think is what what they called those.
Sure.
That may be the technical name. It looks amazing. It's unbelievably high powered, and this is even before you get to, like, we're gonna dig into some of this stuff and tell you more about it later, but there's a white one now, and you can still get the keyboard and everything, but the iPad Pro I think it's 256 and Wi-Fi only, but $799 for an iPad Pro for this that does all of this, that's the M1 and everything.
Yeah, it's basically the starting price is the same, remains the same.
Yeah. It's $128. I knew it was going to be insulting. So the $799 is $128. I will probably get a 256.
More importantly, it comes with a 2 terabyte option.
Yes, there is a 2 terabyte available. I think that might, it still comes in the two sizes. We're going to get the 11 inch and the 12.9 inch. They again will be available for order on April 30th, shipping in the second half of May. You'll get to see more of it there.
And can I go over the memory options real quick?
Yeah.
128 gig at $799, as Kelly mentioned, 256 gig at $899, 512 gig at $1099. There's five storage options now. The terabyte option is $1499, and the 2 terabyte option is $1899. This is all for the
Wi-Fi
11 inch model. Basically add $300-ish for most of those for the 12.9 inch model.
Okay,
for the sake of time.
And yeah, and it's like 150 more for 5G, because it's also 5G, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's right. There's that little thing too.
Yeah. So it'll be 5G. There's all of it's like they talked about the recycling. All of these had a mention of what they're doing for environmental impact. So the iPad Pro, the outside is 100% recycled aluminum, 100% recycled rare earth magnets in the speakers and in the enclosure, like that holds your Apple Pencil and stuff. And all of the packaging, even they made a mention of a couple of times about the packaging for this and for the iMac being recycled or responsibly managed wood that they were using to turn into paper for these boxes. So the whole thing is bananas. We have so much more to talk to you all about, but we're basically done for today. So that's going to do it for us. Brian, thanks so much for coming by. I'm really glad you were here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. We will talk to you about more of all of this tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.